Hey, bro, why keep putting off until tomorrow what you know you need to do today? Go ahead and book a free breakthrough call with us so we can connect you to a community of godly men who can understand your challenges and do life with you as a husband, father, leader, or just as a man without judgment, shame, or rejection. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call. Available times are limited each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Help us here if you're ready to receive it. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't repeat the cycle, they repair the cycle. I think I need to say that one again. I say real men don't repeat the cycle, they repair the cycle. You can imagine ministering and mentoring men full-time that I get a lot of women who approach me for advice on men. They want to know things like, Joe, what should I look for in a man? How can you tell if he's a good man? How do you know if he's the right man? Or what is a good man looking for in a woman? And the list of questions go on and on. However, one thing I tell every woman to look for and to ask for in every man that they meet usually surprises them. Because one, they've never considered asking this question. And two, even if they did, they don't know how important this question really is. And that question is, now wait for it, is who's your daddy? That's right. Who's your daddy? I tell women that they need to see, know, and learn as much as they can about the blueprint behind the man. I tell them it's no different than if you were buying a house. You want to know the contractor, see the blueprint, and the kind of foundation the house is built on. Well, I mean, the man is built on. You know, was the job complete? Because if not, you could be purchasing a home that may fall like a house of cards when the storms and the winds of life start blowing. Now, I won't go into all the details I discuss with women about this, but I will tell you this. One of the most amazing things I've discovered after I started coaching, mentoring, and counseling men was that almost every problem that a man has emotionally and with his identity in Christ can be traced back to his emotional wound caused by his father. In his best-selling book, Wild at Heart, John Eldridge writes this, every boy in his journey to become a man takes an arrow to the center of his heart in the place of his strength. And because the wound is rarely discussed and even more rarely healed, the wound remains, and the wound is almost always given by his father. Wow. So it shouldn't be surprising to us when we read the last line in the last book of the Old Testament in the book of Malachi, when God says in Malachi 4:6, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. Wow. Now, are there any more chilling words in the Bible than that? Now, I mentioned in the intro that real men don't repeat the cycle. They repair the cycle. Now, I say that because when we look back on our childhood, there's a lot of things we wish our dads would have done or didn't do. But the key is not to allow our past to negatively affect us in how we raise and relate to our own children even today. Now, regardless of the kind of father you may have had or didn't have, I want to discuss the kind of father you and I can choose to become. Not to avoid repeating the cycle, even breaking the cycle, but rather to repair the cycle. Because what good is a broken cycle, right? So this week on the Real Men Check-In, I want to discuss with you what I call the five types of dads we can all choose to become, regardless of how we were raised and the kind of fathers we had. First, we can choose to be what I call the POW dad. This is the prisoner of war dad. This is the dad who is present in his children's life, but he's not positively engaged in it. And he's not just disengaged, but he's also enraged. Now, to his children, he always seems to be angry, and because of that anger, he hurts others with his words, his tone, and even his actions. His family walks on eggshells around him because they don't know when or if PTSD, that's post-traumatic stressful dad, will show up and rear his ugly head. Now, James 1:19 tells us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger, because anger does not produce the righteousness that God requires. And Ephesians 6:4 commands us, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Choosing to become a POW dad usually results in children who become angry adults or fearful ones. Now, here's the second dad we can choose to become, and I call this the MIA dad. This is the dad that's missing in action. Now, this dad intentionally chooses not to be present in his children's life. Now, he may have sexually brought them into the world, but he doesn't physically and emotionally want to have anything to do with them. Now, he's not an engaged dad, he's a missing dad. His children don't even know who or where he is. They may have never even met him, known, or talked to him before, and probably wouldn't recognize him even if they did meet him. And this type of dad chooses to stay away because the pain and shame of returning is too great for him to face. You know, James 4:17 tells us that, "So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is a sin." And Jesus tells us in Matthew 25:45, "Truly I say to you, what you've done to the least of these, you have done unto me." Now here's the third type of dad we can choose to be, and I call this the AWOL dad. And the AWOL dad, that's A-W-O-L, is an absent without leave dad. He may be physically present in the home, but he's not emotionally or spiritually present when he's there. Yes, the children see him every day, but the children can't seem to talk to him. He comes home, he isolates and secludes himself from the family. He finds himself hiding himself in his own home. Now, he may not necessarily consider himself a bad dad, but he's emotionally detached from others in the home. So as he struggles in silence, those around him suffer and struggle in his absence. Sometimes this dad can cause the most devastating emotional wounds in a child, because the child thinks he or she is unworthy of their father's love and attention and affection, and they will eventually seek to get it somewhere else. Jesus says in Mark 9:42, "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he was thrown into the sea." Whoa, those are some strong words. Now, here's the fourth kind of dad. We can choose to be what I call a reserve duty dad. Now, reserve duty dad is the dad who treats being a dad like a part-time job rather than a full-time responsibility. Now, he may be engaged with his children, but only occasionally and maybe only on the weekends when it's most convenient for him. Now, reserve duty dads have the greatest intentions, but his children require more time than he's probably willing or able to give. Now, he allows other things to compete for his attention, denying his children of the attention that they need, especially in the formative years. His children need him to be a full-time dad, but he's content with giving a part-time effort. He's not concerned so much about being a good dad as he is about being a good enough dad. And finally, we have what I call the active duty dad, and we can choose to be one. I know the active duty dad isn't a perfect dad, but he is consistently and emotionally present. He's actively engaged in his children's lives, and he's attentive, and he makes himself available and accessible to his children. He's intentional about learning and winning the hearts of his children, even if he has to struggle to do it. He loves, protects, and serves, and provides for his children's physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Now, he's not afraid to tell his children he loves them, and when they're in his presence, he makes them feel emotionally and physically safe and secure. Now, Proverbs 22:6 tells us, "Train up a child in the way he should go, so when he is older, he won't depart from it." Deuteronomy 6:7 tells us, "You shall teach your children diligently, and should talk of my commandments when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise." In other words, we are to choose an active role in the lives of our children. So the question is, which type of dad are you? Now, I know the types of dads we become is often influenced by the type of dads we had growing up as children. But regardless of the kind of father we had growing up, whether good, bad, average, awful, or absent, our dads may explain us as men, but when we stand before an almighty God, it won't excuse us as fathers. Our children deserve for us to be the best version of ourselves as men and to serve as a blueprint of what a real dad should and ought to be. Because remember, real men don't just avoid repeating the cycle, they repair it once and for all. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with another father who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as you guys know, I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners. They keep me inspired and they keep me encouraged. And I wanted to share this one with you. And this one is from B. Crumbs. Man, I love these ID names, man. And he gave us a 5-star review on iTunes. And B. Crumbs writes, "As a fellow man trying to get better and understand the importance of what real men should be doing, this podcast is for you. It provides tons of real-life applications that are practical and knowledgeable. We need other men in our life to support us and to help us grow. This is a great listen for any godly man or any man aspiring to be one. And thank you, B. Crumbs, for that 5-star review on iTunes. That blessed my heart when I read that. And guys, I picked these reviews randomly. So who knows, if you submit a podcast review to us, I may actually read yours on the air. And thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. You have now made us the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, and leaders, please preferably consider financially supporting this ministry because we are a listener-supported podcast. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.